life situation. Some way, somehow, hard times always seem to find me. I mean, it's like every time I get one, two steps ahead, I'm falling back 3 to 4. This year, plan to make some drastic changes by any means necessary. Better do or die, of course.
What? I woke up hella early, cause I'm strictly by my chains. Man, as it kicks up on my feet and hit the street, I'm about to slain and thang. Tiptoe through the house, don't wanna wake nobody, keep it quiet. Shut the door with ease, set the keys off to my right. Skating down the block, I'm in a rush, cause I'm on that paper chain. Hit the nearest payphone, get the dialing of my cousin Lacey, answered on 6 rings. What the fuck? Motherfucker, issue up, it's too early for them cases. I'm on my way, gotta get this paper. Hit a left down, holler street, bust right, mash down out of drive. Blood to the curb, on side of the curb, like always, he was waiting outside. He jumps into my colors to give me some dabs.
In his own
radio blaring against the world. His kids are shining up his chrome. Hit the spot, get out and walk for a couple blocks. It's time to sew it up. He got the needle, I got the thread. We got the Glocks with boxes and heads. This cluck see us out, and they act like kids chasing after the candy truck. Oh yeah, we got that candy, but this can't gon' get you fucked up. Came to an agreement that involved a couple keys and tanks. Now me and Lace, we getting big and gaining a reputation. We try to stay low-key and dodge all that player hate. But these buses got me going in the fucking zone. Popo be watching my home. I load my chrome in this dirty world, I'm all alone. They set the wheel, man, he's purring and swerving, I'm shotgun. Us plus survival equal the death of our rivals. And at that time, some niggas pulled up on the side of us, giving us me muzzling like they had slugs, ready to bust. They turned his head and saw the niggas that I was speaking of. Roll down this window, said, what's up, you motherfucking scrubs? They got the blast, we got the double, and then I blacked out. All that I remember is that his body was cold and his blurrier than fog. I start to focus. Oh shit, I'm in a hospital. I'm on IVs with no insurance. They gon' disconnect me. Must up the strength to inquire about my cousin Lace. Glance at my grandma and the look of despair was on her face. He didn't make it. Those words echoed in my head. Thinking to myself, I'd rather it be me than he be dead. I had a flashback of everything we've been through. From dirty and grind on to the spotlight getting I shine on. The early mornings, late nights on that grave shift. Tears fill my eyes, I taste the blood as I bite my lip. Reached a conclusion, what exactly would my cousin want? Since he is gone and I am left, I must avenge his death. The doctor told me I'm out in a week if everything goes right. Internal bleeding complications, I slipped off in the night.
Situation.